It's always fun to rebuild a studio after a few days off.
Yeah, it's neat. I enjoy it.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
So what happened to that? I thought we were doing a six years off.
Well, no, that was your idea days. On Friday when Come we had on. A three-day weekend.
It would have been good.
You should have enjoyed.
Yeah, it was. It was awesome. But okay. I'm thinking, you know, maybe another 6 years off. That might be good.
I don't like your attitude. Let's talk about the name game.
Yeah.
Being back.
It's back. It's already up to $800. It started off with Heidi and Frank at 8 o'clock this morning. First guess was Asteroids. We're looking for a classic arcade game, and sometime between now and 4, we'll give you your next chance to play along.
It's up to $800.
Yes, sir.
Also, they found a way to measure...
Yes.
Music in brainwaves.
Oh, freakiest thing ever.
Yes.
Freaky, freaky, freaky.
It's super crazy.
What does your brain sound like? You'll find out in a little while.
Yeah, that's coming up next.
Nice.
95.5 KLOS.
And we're in the middle of a twofer of Santana. Please enjoy. When do you think the first time we played a new Guns N' Roses song together on the air was? 1986?
Probably 86, yeah.
That's their latest there, perhaps. Really liking that a lot. It's the new single from Guns N' Roses.
Agreed.
Yeah, baby.
You sent me something that was fascinating. Scientists recreated a Pink Floyd song from a listener's brainwave.
This is so bizarre. They've been working on being able to do this for quite some time. It's going to be able to help people who can't speak or speak properly or whatever, but...
A computer model has reconstructed a snippet of the Pink Floyd song, Another Brick in the Wall. They put electrodes in the person's brain.
Right.
And then the brainwaves came out with, this is the actual Pink Floyd song. That as heard through the brain.
This is a person listening to Pink Floyd, and here's what your brain is hearing.
Yes, exactly.
A new neuroscience result was announced 2 weeks ago.
This is the guy announcing it.
That I have been waiting 7 years to share. So 7 years ago, when I was interviewing for the neuroscience PhD program at UC Berkeley, a professor who ended up being one of my mentors shared with me a really cool result that they just got, which is that by directly measuring human brain activity, they were able to decode from the brain activity a Pink Floyd song that their human subjects were listening to.
So weird.
And here's what that sounds like. Here's what they heard. Here's the kind of garbled version of that they were able to decode directly from brain activity.
That's so freaky.
Isn't that crazy?
That is your brain actually hearing and interpreting, probably while you're thinking other things, Pink Floyd, Another Brick in the Wall.
That's what, when I'm high, that's what that song sounds like.
It sounds kind of nice. It's sort of like your brain is making it a little nicer than it is, a little smooth.
They put up a couple of other options. The first one is Highway to Hell.
Right.
So now we're listening to the brainwaves.
Okay. Again. Your brain's got some good bass.
A little more clear. All right. And then we have one more, and it's Working for the Weekend.
Oh, no. No.
This is what your brain waves hear when the song is played.
When they hear Loverboy, is what it says.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
At least it's a cloudy Monday, and we had some rain over the weekend.
It's a cloudy Tuesday.
Phenomenal. Oh, that's right. It's a Tuesday.
Yes.
Four-day week. Woo!
Yep.
I can live with that. I'm all right, then.
I like that you've already forgotten.
I know, yeah.
It's a four-day week.
Three-day weekends go by way too fast. We need to have them every week from now on.
We have the KLOS name game coming up. Your chance to win $800.
Minutes from now.
First, I'm sure you saw the story of Storm the Dog.
Storm the Dog. No.
The dog escaped from their owner's house.
Okay.
Right near SoFi.
Okay.
And went to see Metallica.
Went to SoFi when Metallica was playing?
Yes. And somehow got in.
What is that amazing music I hear? I must go see for my dog self.
Somehow got into the venue.
Wow, really?
And there was a picture of the dog sitting in a seat.
I can see letting a dog in. Like, if I was in line and there's a dog that comes walking up, I'd be like, hello, come on in.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, I would. I would. I wouldn't
Well,
care.
You wouldn't work security.
No, I would
That's
not.
The thing.
Yeah, exactly.
So they tracked down where the dog was from.
Right.
And it was from a neighbor house.
Right.
Listen. Storm is home and she's safe. This is Storm right here. She is the one who made her way into SoFi Stadium. She enjoyed the Metallica concert, and it's actually right across the street, the stadium. So she didn't go far, but how she got in, that is still the question that nobody has the answer
Sluggo.
To. But I want to bring in Kathy and Ari to talk to us more about Storm. Now, first of all, how adventurous is she? She's so well-behaved sitting here.
All right.
What is she like?
I just want you to notice her energy.
Okay, you mean the owner's owner energy?
First, the reporter.
Yeah, yeah, she's very excited.
Now
she's
the owner.
Loving it.
She's very playful.
Oh, hi, Storm. Yes, yeah, so she's very playful. Has she ever gotten out before? Have you figured out how she got out?
No, that is still something we have not found out, how she got out. We checked our cameras, then we didn't see nothing in our cameras.
And now, you saw the photo. You didn't know this had happened at first. You picked her up, and that's how you learned about her being in the concert. What were your first thoughts, Ari, when you saw her sitting in the stands, actually in a seat, watching the show?
Well, we were laughing. We were like, how did she get in the concert and actually sit in a seat? That was like...
Did she get a beer?
How did she get past all of the securities and the gate and like...
I don't know if she got a beer.
I mean, yeah, you're going to go see a Metallica show. You should grab a beer.
A beer in a paw?
Yeah.
That would have been great.
A little bowl full of beer.
The metal detectors and everything, and I'm pretty sure it was super crowded. So she probably just squeezed her way through the crowd.
Excuse me, dog coming through. Excuse me.
Sitting in a seat, is that something you could see her doing? She looks so calm and relaxed over there.
Yes.
Yes.
She looks so calm and relaxed. Just kind of chilling there. Hey.
Good answer.
Yes?
Yes, I can see that.
I mean, I'm looking at a picture of it.
Does Lars know about this? Because I can't imagine he wouldn't totally be on board. He might, like, adopt this dog.
Yeah, Metallica posted about it.
They said,
dog came and enjoyed our show. And just so everybody knows, the dog is safe. It's good.
Yeah, now he's out on the road with us. But, woo! Yeah,
that showed a picture of Metallica on one side and the dog in his seat. Enjoying the show.
That rules. That's the best dog ever. Good dog. Who's a good dog?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace, my brother.
The name game is back.
That's right. We're going to give you a shot at $900 sometime between now and 5. We'll tell you when to call. Not yet.
I got this message sent to me by a lot of people.
Yeah.
And it may be the worst story ever. A flight from Atlanta to Barcelona was forced to turn around and make an emergency landing after a passenger, quote, had diarrhea.
Oh.
Wait for it. All the way through the plane.
Oh, no. Got up from their seat, went down the hall.
Sounds like it.
The aisle.
You want to hear the pilot? This is the pilot talking to the tower,
okay,
telling them it's an 8.5-hour flight. They're 2 hours in.
Oh, so that means 2 hours back with all the lovely.
Yes.
Holy cow.
Here's the pilot.
Negative. It's just a biohazard issue. We've had a passenger who had diarrhea all the way through the airplane, so they want us to come back to Atlanta.
Biohazard is the right word.
Biohazard. How does someone have diarrhea all through the airplane?
Well, they must have been trying to get to the bathroom and just left it all the way down the aisle. That's my guess.
Oh.
Wow, I've never heard of that one.
Gross.
That is nasty. How do you clean something
negative.
Like
that? Negative. It's just a biohazard issue. We've had a passenger who had diarrhea all the way through the airplane. Woo! So they want us to come back to Atlanta.
Damn. Yeah, you do. You know what? I don't want to be 6 more hours with that.
Well, right, but you are 2 more hours with that.
That's true.
They did get on another plane and fly to Barcelona, but...
That's 2 hours less diarrhea in your nostrils.
I can't imagine being on a plane like that.
No, I can't either. No.
This is why
there must have been a lot of barf bags getting used.
My God. Can you even imagine?
No.
Our friend Scott said, this is why you always take an Imodium before a flight, whether you need it or not. It's like a chemical cork.
Yeah, it is. It's like cementing up everything. That was a very wise idea. Good
that
idea,
That is a
Scott.
Wise idea.
Wow.
So we're going to take your calls on the worst flights you've had. What was it that made it bad?
Right.
Was it a child crying? Was it somebody too drunk? That probably happens a lot.
Diarrhea all the way down the aisle?
I've never heard of that.
I got to Amsterdam from New York, which is only like a 5-hour flight, and rarely do I ever have stomach issues, but oh man, did I have
all the way?
I had to get to that bathroom the second we got to the hotel. Made it, but just.
But you didn't make the plane turn around two hours in.
No.
Oh my God.
No.
That's Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's horrifying.
That is so bad.
I mean, to me, that was the worst flight I ever had because it was going on. Diarrhea is like a storm inside of you or whatever the hell they used to say in that commercial. What about you? What was your worst flight? Then 818-955-KLOS, your worst flight. And
my worst flight? I don't think I have one like that. There is always the ridiculously too drunk people on the way to Vegas.
Right.
But it's a short flight.
But it's Vegas, and, you know, you got to kind of.
Yeah.
It's more annoying when you're going to, like, you know, Chicago or something.
Right.
It's Chicago. Who cares?
So 818-955-KLOS, the worst flight you've ever had.
And why?
Negative. It's just a biohazard issue. We've had a passenger had diarrhea all the way through the airplane, so they want us to come back to Atlanta.
That is not what you want to hear. That is not what you want to smell.
All the way through the airplane is unbelievable.
Wait, did he say aircraft? I love that he said aircraft. I think he said aircraft.
I don't know. Let's hear it again.
Negative. It's just a biohazard issue. We've had a passenger had diarrhea all the way through the airplane.
Oh, airplane. Okay. I thought he said use the proper
aircraft. I think all the way through is the important part in that
so gross
sentence.
Unbelievable.
So we're talking about your worst flight ever. You have one?
I was flying from Europe to home to California, and it's like 12-hour flight. And my husband told me that, okay, he's going to take some of the paw gummies because he wants to sleep. And I begged him, come on, give me some too so I could sleep through the whole thing.
Right.
So give me a half of the gummy. I took the half of the gummy, panicked. The whole flight, I was sick. They were giving me oxygen.
Oh.
They were giving me all kinds of stuff.
No.
The doctor was there. The nurse was there. It was the worst flight of my life.
And it's supposed to be fun because it's gummies. It's supposed to be like a good time. It's supposed to chill you out.
Did you ever find out why you had that reaction to it?
I don't know. No, I didn't. So from now on, I'm not touching any pot. That's it.
Well, you can give it all to me. But thank you for calling. That is horrible. That's no fun. Where's the fun in that?
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi, your worst flight.
And why?
Hangover, business trip on the way back, larger gal, middle seat, mixing up cottage cheese and tuna fish. And the sound was something like...
plus the smell. Plus she's probably bumping into your lane.
Quite a bit.
Yeah. Did you keep from throwing up?
I managed it,
yes. Yeah, well done.
Well
congratulations.
Done.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
Your worst plane ride ever, and why?
Negative. It's just a biohazard issue. We've had a passenger had diarrhea all the way through the airplane, so they want us to come back to Atlanta.
So you said TMZ has a video of the...
A video of somebody getting off the plane.
All the way down the aisle.
And we don't need it.
Oh.
We don't need it.
Oh, at least it's not enclosed, recycled air spell. Hold on a second.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
What a nightmare. So we're talking about your worst flight. What made it your worst flight? Hello.
My mom used to get, like, the red-eye deals. And this was about, like, 2003, before, like, you had, like, iPads and stuff to keep you entertained. All you had was the Sky Mall magazine.
Right.
So I was up the entire 8-hour flight with nothing but a Sky Mall magazine to read.
Yeah, I don't know how we used to do that.
Yeah, agreed.
We used to do that.
Crazy. And then, I was able to pick out my Christmas list I'll never get because everything's like...
Well, then nobody would like this present. Oh, nobody wants that from Sky Mall. Oh, that's a horrible idea. Let's get that.
Yeah, right. Oh, that's a blow-up doll that's $3,000? Sure, why not?
Hey, now you're talking. That's a Sky Mall hour.
Yeah, right?
Right on, dude. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
So the wife and I are in Paris coming back to LAX. It's, 10-hour flight. I got a stomach bug maybe 2 days prior to that, and my wife puts in a bid to get first class tickets. You can do that from Coach. And so we won the bid of $300 a piece. So we're paying. I barely made the cab ride there. I had to go to the bathroom. I counted 18 times. Thank God I was not in Coach. And I swear these people must have thought I was doing something weird in the bathroom because I kept having to go up, and it was very embarrassing. So I didn't get to have a single drink. I didn't have to eat any food.
Oh, my
God. It was disastrous for me. So,
but you know what? You didn't cause them to turn around and go back.
That's true. Yeah, thank you for not doing that.
So well done.
Yeah.
Thanks for keeping your butt under control.
Keep that diarrhea in check. Thanks for calling, man. 818-955-KLOS.
Your worst flight ever.
And why?
Is it songs that are questions?
Huh? What's that?
Songs
That are questions. Huh? Now what? No. Yes.
Songs that are questions.
Yeah. Now they don't necessarily have to have a question mark at the end. A lot of songs do have that punctuation on the label, but if you know it's a question, we'll accept it.
Sure. 818-955-KLOS.
Forgive me five coming up in a minute. What do you got? Question mark.
Give me five.
Good as Beyonce.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Tell the kids what the countdown is about today, Kevin.
We are doing songs that are questions.
Songs that are questions. Why can't we be friends, Kevin?
818-955-KLOS if you can think of any, or hit us up on Twitter.
At Kevin and Sluggo.
Do it.
That was for two humans. Madeline Parr requested it, and Lord Giron as well.
KLOS, hello.
Hello. Hi, I have a song suggestion.
Yes.
For the question. From Victor, my boyfriend, he's driving. It's Who Stopped the Rain by Creedence.
Nice one. That's a good one. I like it.
All right. Yay.
Tell your boyfriend to drive safely.
Drive safely, he said. All right. Thank you.
That one's from David. He's like, when was the last time I heard Planet P? Why me? Question mark. I'm like, oh,
I like it.
I think since 2010.
On Twitter, Frankenstein wants to hear Are You Experienced by Hendrix.
Yeah! Frankenstein. One of my favorite Hendrix songs. You got it, dude. Preach it.
When you're a dum-dum, Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
Sent to us by listener Raul, thank you. Irreversible damage has been caused to the Great Wall of China.
I saw this and I cannot.
By two workers looking for a shortcut.
Cannot believe it. And these are Chinese workers. They grew up there. They know what that thing means.
A 38-year-old man and 55-year-old woman were arrested after using an excavator, kind of a backhoe, to dig a hole through a section of the 13,000-mile structure.
And how old is it? It's ancient. It's, you can see it from space. It's massive. It's a landmark of Earth, and they decided, ah, screw it.
It was constructed over 2,000 years from 220 BC until the Ming Dynasty in the 1600s.
So, you know, kind of an artifact, sort of important here on Earth.
This couple is like, you know what?
Eh.
It's too far to go around.
Can't go around, man.
Right.
Now, so we got us a backhoe.
And we're going to cut right through the Great Wall of China.
And, you know, China's pretty lenient. They're really,
yeah, they don't care.
No. They're like, oh, you won't disappear like Russia when you decide you're going to go against Putin.
Oh, he fell out a window.
Ah,
what a surprise.
Oops. Him and his backhoe. And his hoe.
Did not call her that. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. It's time for What We Learn, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. The dog that snuck into the Metallica show at SoFi. His name's Storm.
He rules.
It was last weekend when Metallica was playing SoFi. He snuck in, sat in a seat.
Makes Spuds McKenzie look like a slacker.
Right? And then he found his home and he's good.
Benji, go to hell, man. I'm going to a Metallica show. Woof!
There was a plane that was 2 hours into an 8-hour flight from Atlanta to Barcelona.
Ooh.
And they had to turn around because someone, quote, had diarrhea all over the plane.
And TMZ has proven it with a really unnecessary picture.
Don't need video.
Or two, blah,
by the way. And you can play the KLOS name game again tomorrow morning with Heidi and Frank at 8 a.m. The jackpot is up to $1,100.
Which is bitching and all, but I got to get out of here, man. I got to go home and pet the kitty.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
Spent a lot of time at the arcade, young Kevin.
I have.
I spent tons and tons of time there, and I'm ready to play our little game now.
It is the KLOS name game. It's back. And what caller are we going to take?
We're in 25.
Caller 25. If you'd like to play, it's up to $800.
That's right. And we're looking for the name of a classic arcade game. Be caller 25, and we'll tell you what the last two guesses were. And you get it right, you get yourself $800. Season 3. It's really hot this season. It's crazy. It's wild. What?
It is back. KLOS, who's this?
This is Richard.
Richard, have you ever played the name game before?
No, but I've listened.
Virgin. Virgin.
She is a virgin.
Virgin.
Yeah. Well, you're caller 25.
Awesome, man. I just said it's impossible to get through, and it rang.
Filthy lies. There you go. Well, let me tell you, the last guess was Ron. He said Ms. Pac-Man, and Bruce said Star Castle. I don't even remember that game.
I don't either.
But we are looking for a classic arcade game, and what do you, for $800, think it is?
I don't think anyone said Space Invaders yet.
Space Invaders. I can hear that noise.
Beep, beep.
Same.
Beep, beep. used to play that all the time.
Kevin, is that correct?
That is incorrect.
Son of a biscuit.
Well, next hour it'll be worth $900. See if it's still impossible to get through on the phone.
That's radio station on the air.
Nice! Right on, man. Thank you, man.
Dude, we have your shot to win your share of a giant pile of cash.
Money, money, money.
We'll take caller 25 right now at 818-955-KLOS to play the KLOS name game. Good luck.
Back, and who are you?
Marlene? Yeah.
You're caller 25.
All right.
Well done. You want to play the KLOS name game?
I do.
Well, all step right up to your microphone and get ready to answer Kevin's question. Are you prepared?
I am prepared.
We are looking for the name of a classic arcade game.
And the last couple of guesses were Space Invaders and Ms. Pac-Man. Those were incorrect. What do you think it is?
I'm going to say Pac-Man.
Ah, the original.
Pac-Man. Is that your Pac-Man?
Yes, it's really good, isn't it?
Oh,
that was even better. That was a real believable bugger.
Sorry about that.
Oh, it's okay.
Certainly a classic one, though, but thanks for trying. It's going to be up to $1,000 between 5 and 6.
We have your shot to win your share of a giant pile of cash. We'll take caller 25 right now at 818-955-KLOS. You get to play the KLOS name game. The current jackpot is $1,000.
And we're right in the middle of a twofer on a Tuesday. You're likely to run into something weird from Queen, like, for example, Flash! The name. Yeah, time to play it. What is your name?
Hey, it's Bruce.
Bruce, you're caller 25.
Right on.
Well done. Yeah. We are looking for the name of a classic arcade game.
And the last couple of guesses, Bruce, were Pac-Man and Space Invaders. But those were wrong. So the classic arcade game in your brain is?
Asteroids Deluxe.
Asteroids Deluxe.
Which is separate from...
Which is not Asteroids again.
Right. Thank you. Still incorrect.
No.
Damn it.
But thank you for trying.
Damn it.
All right.
All right, man.
Damn it.
Take care.
All right, tomorrow morning, 8 a.m., Heidi and Frank.
$1,100 in the KLOS name game.
Bing, 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 bing. The Animals landed the number one spot on the U.S. singles charts on this day in rock in 1964 with House of the Rising Sun. Soundgarden released Louder Than Love on this day in rock in 1989. The first Fender Stratocaster that Jimi Hendrix set on fire on stage sold for $575,000 at an auction on this day in rock in 2008.